Shortly after 10 p.m., 20-year incumbent and outgoing mayor Jerry Jennings took the podium at the Polish Community Center to thank fellow Democrats. Not considered a close ally of the new mayor-elect, Jennings sent out a call for unity.
You know, it's important that we stay together, and I wanted to be here tonight to congratulate everyone that won their election. As Kathy, hear you, I want to congratulate Kathy on the next mayor of the city of Albany. And
City Treasurer Kathy Sheehan, an emphatic victor over three opponents on the ballot in highly Democratic Albany, showed up minutes later, exchanged words and a hug with Jennings before addressing the gathering.
What a great night. This is just such an exciting time in Albany. Woo, we did it! Woo!
Sheehan later told reporters the Democratic process worked well this election cycle.
We participated in, I think it was an unprecedented, 14 forums and debates, including a televised debate, where people really got to express what they were concerned about in the city and hear from all of the candidates. I learned from the other candidates, and I thought it was just a phenomenal process.
The mayor-elect is ready to take on the tough issues facing the city when she is seated in January.
We've got to get our arms around the budget. We have a budget that is probably going to pass, and the 2014 budget has about a $16 million structural deficit in it. And at the end of 2014, we'll only have about $8 million left in fund balance. So we've got to tackle it. We've got to work on it. We've got to engage labor. We've got to engage our residents. We've got to engage the state and the region in a conversation around how we're going to fund our city and continue to provide services to our residents and to the many people who come here to work every day.
Sheehan says before deciding to run for mayor, she ran the idea by friends.
I talked about running for mayor the same way that a lot of people do over a beer, talking with their friends about, well, we need to change things in our city. But when I ran to become treasurer, it was to be the city's chief fiscal officer and to really try to bring some transparency and some changes in how we run that office. And the mayor did say at that time, 4 years ago, that that was going to be his last term in office. So it was certainly something, as I got into the job and felt more confident in it, that I thought, you know, I can do this job. And if I hadn't thought I could do the job, I wouldn't have run.
Former New York State Assemblyman Jack McEnany threw his support behind Sheehan early in the game.
You know, we all need fresh starts in life, and cities are no different. And I just felt that it was time that we brought in some of these people that were on the fringes and bring in their youth, their talents. They're very much a product of a different age than the one I was in. I just retired in January. And I think it's an exciting time for the city of Albany.
Sheehan and the new wave of young Democrats have made their mark. Even write-in mayoral candidate and community activist Marlon Anderson has picked up on the new air and says he's open to collaborating with the new mayor.
One of the things I think that has been missing in the city is the lack of engagement of individuals from the communities. Because I feel that if you get more people involved in the community, people that walk the streets of the community, people that are seen every day in the community, they'll get a lot better reception and better results with your policy among the individuals of the community.
Observers say the biggest challenges facing New York mayors in 2014 will involve their budgets and keeping their cities fiscally healthy. Sheehan becomes the city's fourth mayor since 1941. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.